We're now going to say our Pathfinder Pledge and Law. Loving the Lord, my God, I will day seek his presence, show friendship to others, keep Pathfinder Law and honour my country. Pathfinder Law is for me too. Look for the good in others, aim to do my best, love and respect my family, be thankful for what I have, preserve God's creation, take care of my health, be involved in my church, and go where he sends.
Good morning and happy Sabbath. I'm glad you could be here. Welcome to the Bundaberg Pathfinder Club Investiture. We thank you for joining us and also a warm welcome to our visitors and Pathfinder families. We hope you enjoy today's service and spending time with us.
Please bow your heads as we say prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day and thank you that the Pathfinders could take the service today. Thank you that all of us here are able to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand as we sing our first song, the Pathfinder song.
Standing as we sing our next song, When I Remember.
No, Please stay standing as our final song is In Christ Alone.
This year we had many campouts of which I enjoyed, although I would never admit to my dad. The first campout we had was at St. Andrew's, where we played handball and beat Mr. Steve. We also watched Oddball and ate popcorn. It was fun and delicious. The next day we woke up early and served our community by cleaning up Alexandra Park for Clean Up Australia Day. The second campout was at Cavrum, where we did lots of fun activities which included rock climbing, canoeing and raft building. I also enjoyed watching the sunset up on the hill and listening to Pastor Tim's worship about the origin of coconuts. Thank you, Director Norman, for taking us to your work. Our most recent camp was on the 5th of November. I loved having fun on this camp because we got to go on lots of adventures and sat around the campfire singing songs to open Sabbath. This campout was held at Kathy and Doug's property, so we would like to say a special thank you to them for letting us use their land. Unfortunately, this year, the South Queensland Camporee and Rally Day were cancelled due to COVID. However, we still have had the opportunity to have lots of wonderful campouts and create lots of amazing memories together.
Another part of Pathfinders is honours. This year we did a bunch of honours such as swimming, canoeing, camp skills, Lego, small engines, mammals, amphibians and basketball. We did the swimming honours at Norval Pool. At Cavrum we split and the younger kids did camp skills while the older kids did the canoeing honour and watched Director Wills capsize himself. This was definitely a highlight of 2021. Our next honour was completed on a Sunday meeting where some people learnt about Lego bricks and got to build Bible stories out of Lego, whilst the others learned about two-stroke and four-stroke motors and were able to service a lawnmower. The next honour that we did was the basketball honour, where we learnt about the different skills of basketball and then we played a game together. It was fun. The last honours that we did were the mammals and amphibians, which were completed at home. My favourite honour was a small engines honour, as it was fun to learn about the engines and to service the mower. This year was very exciting and an eventful year. We learnt a lot about and had many adventures together. On behalf of the Pathfinders, we would like to say a huge thank you to all the staff and also specifically to Director Norman and Director Wills for being amazing directors and for making everything enjoyable and a great learning experience.
It has come now time for the offering. This week's offering is for our local budget. Please give generously. Thank you.
One, two, three, four. If you say I'm an overcomer, I will overcome the monster. I may be small, but I'm a fighter. 'Cause you are strong and fear's a liar. I'm not afraid of the dark. The dark's afraid of me. I'm not afraid 'cause your heart is shining bright in me. Be bold, be strong, be brave, hold on. Put on heaven's armor. Your sword and shield cannot be conquered. I raise a shout 'cause I'm a warrior. Your battle cry will lead me onward. I'm not afraid of the dark. The dark's afraid of me. I'm not. Shining bright in me. Be bold, be strong, be brave. Hold on, I'm not afraid anymore. Your love glows in the dark. Sing it out loud, sing it out strong. 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 The dark's afraid of me. I'm not afraid 'cause your heart is shining bright in me. I'm not afraid of the dark. The dark's afraid of me. I'm not afraid 'cause your heart is shining bright in me. Be bold, be strong, be brave. Hold on. I'm not afraid
this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna.
Please bow your heads as we pray over the offering. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you have brought each of us safely to this place of worship today. We gladly surrender our lives to you in worship and praise. As we gather, we remember those who are not with us today. For those who are sick, we ask for healing. And for those away from us, we ask for your blessing to be on them. We invite your Holy Spirit to be amongst us. Come dwell in each of our hearts. Equip us, challenge us, and comfort us. Teach us. Inspire us as we learn more about your majestic ways. We pray that you bless the offering that has been collected this morning. We ask that you multiply it and that it is used to do your will. We also pray that you be with all those listed on the church prayer list. Bless and comfort them. We ask all this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
All right. What is Pathfinders? Pathfinders is a fun, social, hands-on way to learn new skills and discover the world God created for us. It is a Seventh-day Adventist church run program for aged kids 10 to 15. The reason that we do Pathfinders is to create a place where kids can experience God through activities from all aspects of life. These activities range from outdoor activities such as camping, rock climbing, and to being hands and feet of Jesus by serving in our community, as well as how we should act and react to other people around us. The Pathfinders have a code that we live by, and that code is called the Pledge and Law. You have all heard us say our Pledge and Law already at the beginning of the service. We are now going to go through the Pledge and Law, one phrase at a time. The Pathfinders and staff are going to share with you what it means to us and how we live by it and how the Bible relates to each phrase.
The first part of the pledge, Daily Seeker's Presence, to us means that every day we wake up, we seek God for protection over our day and our lives through prayer and Bible study. We will worship and praise Him for as long as we live.
In this verse, we will see how Daniel would speak God's presence. Daniel 6:10. But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room. With his window open towards Jerusalem, he prayed three times a day. Just as I had always done, giving thanks to his God.
Our part of the pledge and law is show friendship to others. To us, this means to be kind and show friendship to others, even if they're mean to you or don't usually hang, or if you don't usually hang out with them. Our Bible verse states that a friend loves at all times.
Proverbs 17:17. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in times of need.
Keeping the Pathfinder law to us is respecting our staff and doing what is right. To participate in activities and doing what you're told to do, looking for the good in others and aiming to do your best. As Pathfinders, it is important for us to understand the meaning of the Pathfinder law and to strive to live up to it. Obedience to law is essential.
The Bible verse that relates to the keeping the Pathfinder law is Romans 2:13. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous.
The last part of our pledge is honour my country. It means to be kind to one another and keep the country as clear as possible so that God's nature isn't affected. It also means following the law and doing the right thing.
A verse relates to honour my country is 1 Timothy 2:1-3. I urge then first of all that petition, prayer, intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for king and all those in authority, and that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and please God our Saviour.
Look for good in others. To me that means to look past how people look on their first impression or how they may seem to you, but to try to look at people through Jesus' eyes.
1 Samuel 16:7 says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him.' The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Philippians 2, 4 and 5 says, "Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had."
The second part of the law is aim to do my best. What does it mean to us? As pathfinders, we aim to do our best all of the time, meaning that it is of significance to us. Perseverance is connected to this pathfinder law, as it means that we can reach higher goals in the community around us if we keep trying and striving in all that we do.
We have chosen two Bible verses that relate to aim to do my best. The first one is Luke 1:37, "For with God nothing will be impossible."
This verse proves that with God you can persevere and aim to do your best, no matter what.
Also in Ephesians 3:20-21, it says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen."
The phrase "love and respect my family" can be broken into two parts. Love, which means to forgive, respect, which means to not be rude and to honour your family. These two parts are very important for a good health and healthy relationship. Two verses that show these values are Exodus 20 verses 6 and Exodus 20 verses 12.
Exodus 20 verse 6, "But showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments." Exodus 20 verse 12, "Honour your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you."
Okay, be thankful for what I have. To me, this means no matter what is going on in my life, there is always something to be grateful for. Living in Australia, we are very blessed with what we have and what we can enjoy. We need to remember to enjoy the simple things in life instead of always wanting new and more things. We need to be grateful for even the small things in life, such as clothes, a house to live in, food and clean water. The two Bible verses that relate to being thankful are 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And 1 Chronicles 16:34, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever."
This part of the law tells us to respect God's creation. You wouldn't like it if someone evicted or hurt you, so don't do it to his nature. Instead, be a good steward and preserve and look after God's creation.
In Genesis 2 verse 8, it states, "The Lord planted the garden in eastward Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed." And in Genesis 2:15, it says, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it."
Taking care of my health means to eating the right food, exercising daily, being happier, reading the Bible daily, and resting our bodies.
In 1 Corinthians 6:9-20, it states, Do you not know what your body is? The temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you. Whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you are bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in the Holy Spirit, which are God's.
Be involved in my church.
Church would be impossible to run without volunteers, and Pathfinders is no different. Each club meeting, our leaders model what it looks like to be involved. When we see our leaders serve, we see Jesus in them. Our club helps to encourage us to be like Jesus by seeking the opportunity to be involved in our club, in our church, in our families, and in our communities. All of us collectively achieve more together when we use our gifts in service to others. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 14 and selected verses up until 24. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Is it, if the whole body were an eye, would there be any hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he has pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need for you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need for you. No, much rather those members of the body which seem to be weaker are actually necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honourable, on these we bestow greater honour. And our unpresentable parts have much greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honour to the part which it lacks.
What going where God sends means to me, at the present stage of life I'm in, means taking every opportunity I notice and am able to contribute. Now, Pathfinders, this will mean something different for each and every one of you. Going is a call to action, but before you get going, there's some things you need to know first. God had a special message he needed delivered to the Israelites, and he asked this question: whom shall I send, and whom shall go for us? The man God was talking to at the time was a man named Isaiah, and his response was, here am I, send me. Two things from this answer are important if you want to be able to go where God is sending you. They are being connected to God and listening to his direction, here am I, and having a willing attitude, send me. So Pathfinders and the church at large, if you're wanting to go where God sends, just remember to say, here am I, send me.
And now we arrive at the end. As we've heard from our Pathfinders and our staff, the Pathfinder Pledge and Law is much more than something we just recite at meetings. If used in its full capacity, it becomes a creed to live by. This is something that bonds all Pathfinders, past and present, staff and campers, an acknowledgement to live our lives to our highest standards, that the individual is stronger when they commit to the team. These lessons we have heard are key to our identity as Pathfinders. There is a reason that Pathfinder ministry strives in the community outside of churches. It allows the embodiment of Christ's ministry in a physical, live out your life sense. And a final verse to close. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if you are working for the Lord and not for humans, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as your reward, and it is the Lord Christ that you serve. Let's pray to close this. Father God, we are just so thankful for these Pathfinders who have led us in what the Pathfinder Pledge and Law means for them. May it be an encouragement to us. Bless this Pathfinder Club and all Pathfinder ministries for the work that they do in your churches. Bless these Pathfinders for the paths ahead of them, and may they always remember what it is to be yours. Amen. It's now come time for the presentation of investiture and badges. These pins and badges are recognition of the hard work the Pathfinders put in this year and relate to the particular subjects that they chose to invest into learning about. First up will be our level ones, our youngest Pathfinders. I had the wonderful pleasure of teaching this level this year. During the year, we explored topics like being God's gift, our self-worth, and honesty. And as much as that I taught them, they also took the time to teach me. Don't know, dropped a battery. But these were things that a 28-year-old man is oblivious of, such as the reason that white sneakers look good, even if they get dirty really easily, and that there are livable human settlements on Jupiter. Trust me, I've been assured that some of my pathfinders come from there. Without anything further, will the following pathfinders come up and receive their investiture honours and then stay till the end of the class? Being invested on participation, Jaya. Being invested in participation as well, Jackson. Being invested in friend advanced, Naomi. Also being invested in friend advance, Ioana. Being invested in companion, Wandi. Being invested in companion advance, Chloe. Being advanced in companion advanced, Yasmin. Being invested in companion advanced, Josie. Sorry guys, down at the PA system, I know you're getting sick of my voice, I'll try and make this quick. Being invested in companion advanced, Sharla. Being invested in companion advanced, Archer. Being invested in companion advanced, Willow. And finally, being invested in companion advanced, Gemma. Church, I give you your level one class. Thank you, level ones. You can now return to your seats.
So to be honest, I was given levels 2 and 3 for this year, and I thought, yes, I've done this before. It should be fine. And I realized that as we minister to our pathfinders, like Matt said, I felt there was nothing I could teach them. But one thing that was a blessing was to learn from them. They gave me many lessons on a lot of things. And I think the richest blessing was to see into their heart and into their experience of what it is for them to look through the world with a Christian perspective. So thank you guys for telling me what your experiences are like and for sharing with me the things that you kind of go through each day as you try and stand strong for your faith in a world that isn't always the most encouraging. I will present to our explorer, we have Benji. Our Ranger Advance goes to Kalani this year. Ranger Advance to Annalise as well. Voyeur Advance goes to Mason, but he's not here today. And then we have Advanced Guide to Azariah. While I'm here, I would like to thank the parents because they definitely are a testament of what you have all invested in your children in strengthening their faith. So for me to be able to have a snippet of sharing, I guess, my experience with them has been a blessing throughout this year. So thank you so much to our levels 2 and 3. You can go have a seat.
Good morning, everyone. I'm privileged today to be able to make a special presentation to Nathan. It was a presentation that was supposed to be done for Investiture Day last year, but unfortunately something happened to the paperwork and it disappeared. So Nathan did his PLA in 2020, So we're now able to present Nathan with his certificate and with his badges. Congratulations, Nathan. So this is just one of the requirements with pathfinding to do with leadership. So it gives qualifications and skills that's sort of legally required these days. Unfortunately, he already had all the skills, but it just covers him by paper.
Thanks, mate. It's just time for us to thank those who helped this club run. So on behalf of the directing staff, our Pathfinder staff, we want to thank you for obviously all the time that you take. It's not easy volunteering consistently around the clock, especially when lifestyles can be so fluid and changing. So we just want to say thank you to all the Pathfinder staff. To our district director, Malcolm Cherry, for always being there, mentoring, keeping an open phone line. To our Pathfinder families, it can be really challenging to trust people other than yourselves, you know, to help minister to your children. So we just want to thank you for the faith that you put into the Pathfinder staff and the team there for us to run this club with your children. Also, we want to say thank you to the sewing team. Always got us looking spruced and swish. I mean, I don't know. I reckon we're as good as we've ever looked. And, yeah, we just want to thank you for the sewing team for doing that for us.
We've also got to have a big shout-out to our bus drivers. Steve, you've helped us out a lot with those bus driving things, so that's awesome. We've had a few others that have stepped in as well, so that's been really, really good. Big thank you to Hope Adventist School for letting us host Pathfinder meetings and everything there. Also, our generous donors for different aspects of camps and stuff, where people have donated a bit of money and helped out with the costing of running Pathfinders has been really, really good. And kind of to finish that all up, thank you to our awesome Pathfinders for everything you guys done and all that we have achieved throughout the year. We can't achieve anything if you guys don't put your minds to it. So it's been really, really good. Thanks, guys.
Pathfinders, could I ask you to stand, please, for the Pathfinder charge? Congratulations on successfully completing your Pathfinder year. The badge that you've received today represents countless hours that you have spent doing pursuits, camping and learning about God through all the activities of which you have been a part. When you wear it proudly on your uniform, we pray that you will fondly remember the memories created and principles learned as you continue to grow in Christ. We encourage you, by the grace of God, to cherish these high principles and to live them out in your words and actions, that by so doing, you will continue to love the Lord, daily seek his presence, and show friendship to others. Thank you very much, Pathfinders. You may be seated. I'd just like to thank all the leaders as well for their hard work this year, and the parents and the Pathfinders. There's an awful lot of effort goes into running a Pathfinder club, and I'm sure as a church here at St Andrews that you're very appreciative of what these people have done. Thank you, Pathfinders, and we look forward to next year.
Dragging back up 1-4.
Sorry. Okay, just bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you are our God. You love us so much that you gave your son Jesus to die in our place. You're just amazing. You're just so loving and kind. We thank you, Lord, that you can live through us so that we can be loving and kind to others. Please be with these young Pathfinders, Lord. Guide and bless them. You know the stage of life that they are going through, and there's lots of temptations and trials in store for them. I ask that you'd send the Holy Spirit to be with them, Lord, to strengthen them and guide them and to lead them. And may they always love and follow you, Lord. Help them to be a witness back at their schools and wherever they are to share your love with others. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Pathfinders, please stand. Flag bearers, collect your flags. Pathfinders, left and right, turn. Pathfinders, turn. Pathfinders, big mark.